And we're joined in the studio by Dave and Jackie McKnight. They are here to celebrate another milestone in their lives. Now, we talked to Dave last year because you were celebrating 50 years as a pharmacist here in Aledo. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes. In 2024, I celebrated 50 years as being a registered pharmacist. Now, I started working in pharmacies back in 71, right down the street at Babcock Pharmacy. And living in Alexis, I grew up in Alexis, but Alexis and Aledo were big rivals. So I think if you would have told me in 1969 when I graduated from high school that I was going to live someday in Aledo and like it here, I would probably tell you, oh, that's never going to happen. But I love it here in Aledo.
Well, we're so happy to have you guys, Jackie McKnight, joining us. And just to get out of the way, Dave, you had a wife and three children, and your wife did pass away, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we had three children, Jenny, Emily, and Ben. I used to call them the Jebs. And my first wife, Ruth, was from North Henderson. And she died in 1989, February of 1989. And then a couple years went by, and I met Jackie and fell in love and asked her to marry me, right?
No, he didn't ask me. I asked him to marry me.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yeah. That's another story.
That was against the times, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of a sore subject there. I get reminded of that periodically. But anyway, we were married in 92, right?
No, 91.
Oh, that's right. July 6th of 91.
He knows the name of every medication, all right? So the both of you do, because you are working side by side now at McKnight Pharmacy.
Yeah, we're both pharmacists. So I was a sales rep for Lilly for 28 years, retired from them, and then went back into practicing pharmacy. And I'm fortunate now to work for Genesis, and I split my time between Aledo and Davenport, so in the First Med Pharmacy system. So.
And Jackie, you have the three from Dave's first marriage,
right?
That became your stepchildren,
yeah,
your children,
yeah.
And four between the two of you. Now, do you have an acronym for those four?
No.
Oh.
No, but it's really neat because all of the kids are very close. We have a very close family, and we're fortunate, we're expecting our 10th grandchild, so we're just a very, very blessed family, and we love it. So.
Well, your daughter, Jen, the first, mm-hmm. She wanted us to do a little special because we didn't know you have had six kids go all the way through the Mercer County school system,
mm-hmm.
Aledo at first, and then Mercer County after the merger. So let's walk through the lineup. Can you guys remember? I don't know. We know Dave's not that great with dates. can you walk us through the lineup of the graduation years?
Yeah. Jenny graduated in 94, Emily in 96, Ben in 2001,
mm-hmm.
Christina, what would that be? 2000, do you remember?
No.
2009, maybe? I'm not sure. Mark, did he tell you what year he graduated?
It's hard to keep track when you get up to six and seven.
It is.
Monica was 22 and Jack is 25.
Yeah,
so,
25.
Yeah.
And Jack McKnight will graduate this year.
Yes.
This month, actually.
May 18th, a week from Sunday.
They're letting them out of school earlier and earlier.
I know. It's crazy.
Well, I was going to ask you guys, with all of the children you've had go through, what changes have you seen in schools, in relationships, and I mean, there just must be so many changes over all that time.
I think the big thing is probably technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think back, oh my gosh, I think how rapidly things are progressing too. I think we talked just a little bit ago about chalkboards, that they don't have mm-hmm. chalkboards in the school anymore. I can't imagine that, not inhaling that chalk dust and everything, you know. But I think too, Mercer County is doing a good job now of trying to prepare students not just for college, but those that want to go into the trades.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important. We need those people here in Aledo, in Mercer County. We need electricians and carpenters and ag, too. Ag is such an important industry in this area. And you talk about jobs that people can have and still stay in the area. I think ag is one of those big areas mm-hmm. where people can go into an ag career and still remain a resident of Mercer County. Keep them home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you guys had to do a lot of work in running your business, doing your jobs, and raising a family. We were talking out here about how what would happen with the kids? If they got in trouble at school, if they got sick, what are some of those stories that you guys remember?
Yeah, so I was telling Ben, the one that comes to mind the most was recently when Ben was little, he used to sometimes pretend like he was sick and throwing up and want to stay home from school for this reason or that reason. And recently his son did the same thing, Bo. And Bo pretended like he was sick. And he said he held it up for like 2 hours, you know, to pretend like he was sick. And then I finally went and got him, brought him home, and he's perfectly fine. He's like, I just can't believe like what goes around comes around. And so we were just kind of laughing about that because, you know, it's funny now to see it with the grandchildren. So
can we share the window story? Because I really got a kick out of that one.
Well, I think that one, as your kids become adults, they sometimes tell things that you would just as soon maybe not know. But we were putting an egress window in the basement of our other house because we had a bedroom down there, and at the time we thought, what would happen if there were a fire?
And it's
so
code.
The kids started asking us, well, why are you putting that egress window in? We said, well, so people can get out in case of a fire, so they're safe. They said, we used to get out of that window all the time. It was never a problem at all.
And how many years after was this?
Oh, probably about 15.
Oh, that's enough time to get over it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
So.
Well, that's awesome. And just, you know, bringing the kids all the way through the school system, were they busy with sports and activities? And how did you manage all of that with seven kids?
Well, you know, it's one of those things, I think you take it day by day. Sometimes, hopefully it would be week by week, but sometimes things pop up and think, oh, that's tonight, you know, and you just make it work, and with our schedules too. But somehow, you know, you go back and look at it and you think, how did we do that?
Yeah, it's a lot
of
coordination.
You just make it work. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of coordination and family support between my parents had lived here for a little bit, helping and coming to help when we needed them, and other family, extended family. And even as the kids got older, I mean, for our four, you know, there's Jenny and Ben that live in the area, and they would help. Yeah, it's just a lot of family support. So,
well, go ahead, Dave.
I was just going to say one of the big things that I remember, and we had three grandchildren in elementary school here for a while, and it always seemed like I was the one that got the call when the kids got sick at school, whether it my kids or my grandkids. And I'd usually just go get them and bring them back to the pharmacy, and they all have memories of laying on the couch up on the balcony in my old building and just laying there and trying to sleep. But I used to have a TV and videos there that they could watch. But yeah, they have fond memories of that.
You're always a parent 24/7, right? Never ends. But it is 2025, and with Jack graduating, I'm curious, what is next for the McKnights?
Well, right now, it's funny how you have the circle of life. So my mom is currently living with us. She has some mild memory issues, and she can't really live alone. So we're helping to take care of her. She lives in our lower level. And so I guess that will keep us busy for now. But, you know, we still will have Monica will be a senior in college, and Jack will be a freshman in college. And so we'll have Jack will be running at Steubenville at Franciscan University doing cross country and track. So hopefully it's pretty far away, but I'm hoping we can make some of the meets, you know, and get out there sometimes, and maybe without having kids here doing things, we can maybe get some time off to go watch Jack and help Monica finish school. So,
but I think one of the big things too, you know, what you want for your kids in adulthood, you know, and I think the main thing is you want your kids to be happy, you know, regardless of what they do, you want them to be happy in their life and in their work life as well. And I think for the most part, I'm pretty confident. I think most of my kids are there. And, you know, you see personalities in your kids as they're growing up, and as you look at professions and you think, yeah, I think that would be a good fit for them. My oldest daughter, or our oldest daughter, Jenny, for instance, she was always the mother hen to everybody. Mm-hmm. She became a nurse, and she just got the perfect personality for being a nurse. In the third grade, our daughter Emily had Mrs. Bertrand as a teacher, and she was also our neighbor. And so she would go down sometimes to prepare things for class and that. She decided in third grade she wanted to be a teacher.
Oh, my.
And that's what she is. Mm-hmm. Our son, Ben, however, he took a little bit different course because He actually graduated from Western with a degree in communications, and decided right away that isn't what he wanted to do. And Mrs. Huckey at the high school had told him, Ben, you need to be in a math profession. So Ben went back to school, got his CPA, and that's what he's doing now. He works for a company up in Bettendorf that's an appraisal company, and he loves it there, and he has two children now. So, and our daughter Christina was always good at math also. She's an actuary. She's the one expecting her first child. And then our son Mark, he always loved the outdoors. He became a GIS specialist. And he is working for the city of Rock Island right now.
Very cool, yeah.
And our daughter Monica is, she's going to school for speech pathology. So she'll have two more years after she graduates next year of getting her master's degree in speech path. And Jack's wanting to go into education. Jack actually, we never know where he's going to go. He might change his mind as far as he wants to go to do, but he wants to go into education right now.
Yeah. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I forgot to grab, we have a list of about 150 people that have worked at WRMJ. Have we ever had a McKnight here behind the board?
I don't believe so. No.
Well, my goodness, we're going to have to change that. I propose the Dave and Jackie McKnight weekly podcast on WRMJ. It'll be a parenting podcast. Since you've had seven kids, you could answer any questions that come forward.
We may have to, if we did that, we'd have to get unlisted.
I know. I mean, we've had kids in the Mercer County school system for 44 years, and I keep telling people we deserve a plaque at the high school or something. Nobody's taken me up on it, but, you know, I think
people,
something.
Most people just suggest I have an IQ test.
You guys are wonderful. I love coming into the pharmacy to see both of you, and you're such wonderful people. I've got you. By the way, you guys submitted a picture for the Show Us Your Sweetie contest. I'm going to put that back up online, and we're going to grab a picture of you here, too. But I hope you guys get some time for yourselves to do a little traveling, maybe.
Yeah.
Thinking about that?
Oh, well, we will. Jack, Steubenville is about 9.5, 10 hours away, so we'll definitely be doing some traveling. But our son, Mark, also went to school out at West Virginia. And they're actually only about an hour from each other where he was going to school in West Virginia. They're both about half an hour, 45 minutes from Pittsburgh. So we made that trip several times. Yeah. So
I actually thought Dave was wearing a WWF hat at first, but I see there it's West Virginia.
West Virginia. Sorry,
okay.
Yeah, when you pay that much for tuition, you get a hat.
That's right.
Yeah.
They give you that for free. Yeah. All right. Dave and Jackie McKnight, congratulations on all your success in business, family, and with each other. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for your time.
You bet.